afternoon. My name is Anna Roberts. I'm a senior at Ursuline Academy. I'm on the drill team at my school. I'm the president of CISV DFW's Junior Board, which I became involved with through members of this church. I grew up in this church. I have served as an usher for the past 10 years, and most recently served as a youth deacon during my junior year. To me, the diaconate is the most obvious example of the helpers of the church. Serving on the diaconate opened my eyes to all the church does. Taking flowers to people in the hospital, serving communion to those who are homebound, and bringing baby blankets to those who have newborns. While thinking about the theme, helping and asking for help, I was reminded of a tool that I learned in my social justice class at school. It is called the 2 feet of love. It is a system that we can use to address issues that we see. The first foot of love is acts of charity. These are the immediate short-term acts that help people in need. This is serving at a food bank or volunteering at a retirement home. The other foot is social or communitive justice. This is taking action to find the root of the problem that is challenging. This is challenging or changing social or economic structures in order to help and find a solution. Both of the feet of love are important and useful. In times when people are in overwhelming need, or you feel an overwhelming want to help, acts of charity are a good way to help and make sure someone can make it to the next day. However, as we start thinking of the next day and the next, it is our responsibility to change the world we live in order to stop whatever is causing the suffering you are trying to fix. However, it can be harder to figure out how to help, even when you really want to. Recently, one of my best friend's dads passed away. I watched someone I care a lot about go through this pain. I didn't know how to help. I felt it wasn't enough. There are many times I feel paralyzed from wanting to help but not knowing how. But one of the things I have learned is that being there for someone in pain is an act of love, but so is changing the system from which the pain is caused. In our story today, we can see the first foot of love in the friends that carry the paralytic man. This is an act of charity. But in Jesus, we see the second foot of love, social justice. Jesus is the game changer. Not only does he change this man's life in a radical way, he is changing society as a whole. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus shows a radically different but hopeful society he is building. I use the feet of love to help myself decide how to act when I want to help. When I feel overwhelmed by an issue, I start with those small, meaningful actions. To be the friend that carries someone to see Jesus. To care for people no matter how big or small the act, whether it's destroying someone's roof in hopes of healing or working to change the root of the problem. As Christians, not only are we called to serve others, we are called to work to make the world a better place, to establish communities that support and help others. This is social justice. I would like to leave you with this tool to address the issues you see in the world, to help you identify 2 ways to help when you feel paralyzed. If you see an overwhelming issue, at times we are called to act in small, personable, immediate ways, but in other times we are called to act as Jesus did, to change the world we live in for the better.